Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
Well, we had a big win in the state of Kansas on Wednesday, and I'm not talking about Bill Self's news conference that got all the attention. Another little-known event was taking place in Topeka, where the legislature overrode the governor, Laura Kelly, on a bill that will protect women in athletics, women and girls in athletics in the state of Kansas. And there will be some other things that men and women are protected by in this era of transgender activism around America. And I just thought it would be good to take a couple of minutes here early on to talk about this issue, not based on what we think about transgenders, not based on what they're doing to kids, not the things that we think are horrific or shouldn't be happening morally. I want to step outside the moral realm of all of this and get real. Because the left will always take an issue like this and say it's a moral issue, and that's exactly what Laura Kelly did. Laura Kelly vetoed on March 17th, St. Paddy's Day, she vetoed this bill and said, it breaks my heart that Republicans are doing this, that this is morally insulting, basically, that this is a moral insult, this vote, and doesn't respect transgender people. And this is classic leftist political rhetoric that pushes forth a narrative that every media outlet has taken. I think this is the only place you're going to hear this today. This is the only place you're going to hear it. I went to all kinds of conservative outlets and read the stories about what happened in Kansas, and they were basically saying, we love the supermajority in Kansas. We've talked about now the number of states, over half the states in America have supermajorities, and they can override any issue they may have with a Democrat governor. We just had North Carolina this week become the latest supermajority where they can override a Democrat governor to stop the nonsense, the maddening, crazy stuff that's going on. And we are a conservative country. We are conservative in our state legislatures. We are conservative mostly nationwide, except for places within 10 miles of the ocean. We're on the Atlantic and the Pacific, not the Gulf, the Atlantic and the Pacific. We are an amazingly conservative country. And it's starting to show up in state after state after state. So here's what happens in Kansas. The left melts down. Laura Kelly vetoes the bill. The bill is sent to Laura Kelly March 17th, and she vetoes it. And this bill basically says a couple of things. It says transgenders will not be able to compete in girls and women's sports in Kansas. And we will also have on your ID, your driver's license in Kansas, we will have a reflection of your birth certificate. You're either legally male or female, and your birth name will be on your driver's license. And this is to protect our society. If you go to commit a crime, we need to know who you are right away. We don't need a fake name. We pull you over. We see you in a database. We want to know what you are when you were born. We want to know who you are, regardless of what you call yourself. We need to know for legal purposes. On Wednesday, both houses in Kansas, boom, dropped a bomb on Laura Kelly. And they overrode her veto. This has now become law, regardless of the mistake that was made for the governor in Kansas. And as a footnote, please, Mike Pompeo, get out of the presidential race. In 3 years, please come back and run for governor of Kansas. Get out of the presidential race and just come back to your home state and become our governor, please. You can actually make a difference for people doing that and not just running around doing interviews on television and making more money when you've made all this money. Come home and do something for your home state, please. Maybe set yourself up to run for Senate someday if that's what you want to do. Listen, here's the part that you won't hear. Every reaction to stories like this is about the transgenders not being able to compete. And that is not the story. This is where the media, again, so many things in the media, we talk about left-leaning media. It's not what they're saying, it's what they leave out. And what's missing from this story is the women and the girls, the majority, the 50, 60, 70, 100-year-old struggle for women to have equality in this country. Listen, this has nothing to do with morality. This law is blind to saying we think it's immoral to change your gender. That's not what this is. This is saying that we recognize there are athletics for girls and females, and that's what it is. And that is equal and fair in our society. That we protect women, we give them opportunities, we help them. And we take care of any group of people to have equal rights. The missing statement from all of the coverage of transgenders in sports is, this is unequal rights. This is lawmakers wanting to give transgenders unequal rights under the law. They want preferred rights. They want more rights than our citizens get as a whole. That is not what America is. America is about equal rights, equal protection under the law. Everyone has a right. And women have a right to be women. And we have set up in our culture and around the world, in some countries women aren't allowed to play sports, we've set up mostly in our culture an identity that people are born male or female, and sometimes we branch them off accordingly in the name of fairness and equal play. And it's not just sports. There are other areas that we can do things like this as well. We see it in opportunities for scholarships, for example, academia. We try very hard to treat people equally in hiring practices, and we have now created unequal rights. There's an amazing video out there of an 18-year-old man who just is graduating high school. He has a 5-point-something GPA. He has a 35 on the ACT. He's done honors class after honors class after honors class and has already completed, 70 hours of college and gotten straight A's in that. And he has applied at the top 20 schools in America, of which he is easily qualified to get into pretty much any of them. Okay, so Harvard said no, but then every Ivy League school said no, and then Stanford said no, and then Rice University says no, and then Duke says no, and he gets rejected, 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 and it's an unbelievable compilation video on social media of 25 of the best colleges in America rejecting his application to go to their school, not for scholarships, just to go there. I'll pay my own way. And he's clearly being rejected from these schools because he is a white male. There is no question that that's what's happening. We've got a slew of white males. We're only going to allow a few in. It's too hard. You're not getting in. We're going to find other less qualified people than you and let them in based on sexual preference, based on skin color, based on gender, based on nationality. There are so many of these things going on. This is unequal rights. Okay? Unequal rights, exceptional rights maybe is a better term. These are exceptional rights. We want you to not give me equal rights. I want exceptional rights based on my skin color. I want exceptional rights based on the fact that I'm transgender. I identify as a female. I want exceptional rights. I don't want equal rights. I want unequal rights. I'm exceptional. Look at me. Look at my skin. Look where I'm from. Look at my gender. Look at who and what I say I am. Look at my sexual preference. I want unequal rights. I'm exceptional. I want exceptional rights. Everyone else be damned. Forget everyone else's equal rights. Forget the 320 million people in America or 300 million people in America that are all on a level playing field. These people want exceptional rights. They want more rights. And this is completely missing from this transgender in sports movement. We have Special Olympics for people that are special needs. Those are not unequal rights for them. Those are equal rights. We have athletics for men. We have athletics for women. We have athletics for kids. We have athletics for seniors. We have athletics at a co-ed level where it's combined. We have athletics for special needs people. Why don't we have athletics for trans? This is ridiculous. This isn't really about competing in sports. That's not what they want to do. They're shoving what they perceive to be their exceptionalism. They're shoving their exceptionalism down the throat and forcing it upon everyone else. That's all this is about. If trans people were being honest, there would be two categories. There would be two trans categories, trans male, trans female. Have your own events. Start your own league. For God's sake, if it's this popular, sell tickets, build stadiums, get TV contracts. Go do it. Play every single sport. Nobody cares. Everyone says you have the right to go do this. If you're a man and you want to identify as a woman and go play tennis on a tennis circuit for transgender women, go do it. Start a league. Make your own money. Keep it all to yourself. Take your little slice of the pie, and everything in America is a niche these days. Media's a niche. Entertainment's a niche. Everything's a niche. Okay, there's nothing, the only thing big in our society anymore is politics, and that's fractured, really, okay, and the Super Bowl, and that's it. Everything else is off, and it's the Royals had less than 10,000 people last night at Kauffman Stadium. Everything is a little niche now. You got to find your way. Trans folks in America, go start your own sports leagues. Petition the NCAA. You know, go to Congress and, you know, we want equal protection under the law, which you already have. But go to and say, we fit under Title IX. Title IX doesn't say anything about women. It doesn't. Title IX never, it never says. Title IX is completely misunderstood. People think, oh, this was designed for women to have an opportunity in sports. What it says is, if your institution takes money from the feds, you cannot discriminate anywhere on your school's campus based on gender. That's what it says. That's all it says. It's a very simple one-paragraph Title IX statute. It's very simple. Transgenders could legally argue this applies to them. They could go and say every school must offer the same amount of opportunities for trans people that they offer to men and women. That would be an interesting court case. I'd love to see the Supreme Court rule on that. I think the trans folks would lose because I think they'd say there are only two sexes, male and female. But that doesn't mean you can't go to the NCAA. Why don't these trans athletes organize, go to the NCAA and say, look, give us an opportunity. Go to the high school sports associations and say, look, we want to start small. We're not going to field a football team at Shawnee Mission North High School. There's not enough trans kids there to field a team. We're not going to force ourselves on the girls' golf team. But there's a couple of transgender kids at X school that play tennis or golf or something. You know what? There's a couple kids out in Olathe, and there's a couple over in Lee's Summit, and we want the opportunity to compete against each other. Can we make this work? Start it up. Start your own damn sports. And what's missing from this shock and awe in the state of Kansas is getting a lot of national attention because Kansas just overrode the thing with a supermajority. Said, Laura Kelly, here's our giant middle finger. Laugh it to death. And a Democrat representative named Susan Ruiz stood up on the Kansas State House floor on Wednesday and shouted at all the Republicans on the other side of the room, you're full of shit. She stood up and lost her freaking mind, and she started cursing and screaming at the Republicans in Kansas. And Ruiz does not understand this concept. This is not taking away any rights from trans people. None whatsoever. It's saying they don't belong in this category. If you are a trans, I think I get this right. If you're a trans female, that means you were born a male. Go play with the men. It's really that simple. You still got a pee-pee. Go swim in that pool. This pool over here is for girls that have different genitals. Okay? That's the way we split up sports. There is no, you know, lack of rights for these folks. It still exists. Go compete where you were born to compete. And if that isn't good enough, start your own lane. Build your own lane. My God, if you don't think there's enough money and resources and advocates around this country to begin trans sports, I can't help you. It's going to start the other way around. It's going to be trans males because these are born females that cannot compete with men. That's where it's going to start. People born female, transition to male, that want to play sports are going to be the ones that start their own sports league. They got nowhere to compete. They're not good enough to beat the best women. Damn sure not going to beat the men. They're going to want their own thing. Let's start our own sports over here. Let's start our own whatever for people who identify as a male. That's what this is about. This is about what they're wanting right now is unequal rights, exceptional rights, and it's completely lost in this discussion. And anybody that uses the word morality on this is wrong. This has nothing to do with morality. Nobody in Kansas that voted is saying you cannot be a transgender, that we don't recognize you as a human being. What they're saying is legally in this state, and in order to participate in sports, you have to participate biologically how you were born, and we want to identify you biologically as you were born. When the cops pull you over, you get in trouble or something happens, or you're on your taxes or whatever, we want to identify you. We have to have a way to identify you. If you're going to, because so many transgenders transition, then they come back. They detransition. And some of them go transition again and then come back again. It's an illness, folks. Let's be honest. It's an illness, but if that's what they're going to do, for God's sake, we have to have a standard for the law. We have to have an ID for these people and know actually who they are. When something occurs, we need to identify them. God forbid they get in a car accident. We need to identify them. We need to know who and what they are. These are important things. There are biological differences. But this rep goes crazy on the floor, screaming at Republicans. There were no rights lost by transgenders in Kansas yesterday. None. Zero. It is not, there is nowhere in any Constitution or Bill of Rights that you have a right to compete in a sport with a certain group of people. That does not exist anywhere. It just doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It says you have a right to life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. You have freedom of speech. You got the right to bear arms. You got a lot of rights. Transgender folks have a lot of rights. They don't have the right to be born a male. There is no such right in America to be born a male and compete with women in sports. That's not in the Constitution. All right. And these states are taking this over, and this is not a moral question. For some, it may be. There may be some Republicans that are deeply religious that are completely against transgender people, and I'm not saying they can't be discriminated against. But this bill, as it's written and the way this is enacted, this has nothing to do with morality. This has to do with the principle of what's right and wrong. This is for the majority. We have a society that says we play sports. Kids play sports. Men play sports. Women play sports. Seniors play sports. Co-eds play sports. Special Olympians play sports. We got all kinds of categories of sports here. And now we got new folks that are creating disadvantages for females. Nobody's talking about the other way around. Nobody's talking about born women going into men's sports. That's not the issue. This is a disadvantage. You're taking something away from women. You're taking away scholarship opportunities. You're taking away prize money in golf tournaments. We're seeing this all over the world. You're taking away the opportunity to get endorsements because you won a bronze medal in the Olympics, where maybe now you finished fourth and you got nothing because a trans finished ahead of you. You're taking away opportunities from someone else. That is a disadvantage. That is morally wrong to disadvantage a group of people. And that's what this is. Nobody is talking about this the right way. Nobody. Everybody's looking like, oh, these poor trans people don't have any rights. This is terrible. They're crushing even conservative sites, you know, crushing transgender rights. No, they're not crushing transgender rights. There are no rights being infringed at all here. None. This gets me wound up. This is a very simple issue. It's a very simple issue, and it's the easiest issue of all time to solve. That certainly everyone would agree is a solution. Trans games. Do it. ESPN will put you on TV, I promise you. They'll pay you money. Have the trans games. Pick your sports. Have the trans games. Be done with it. Push the NCAA and high schools to allow trans to compete in their own lane. We had a gentleman on last year that, you know, we have this homeschooling football league. This football team, the Kansas City has a homeschooling football team. And they go compete against smaller schools. They created their own lane. They're homeschooled. They can't play for the public schools, but there's a lot of homeschool kids that want to play football. They're from all over the city. They combine, they play, and then they play smaller schools. They found their own competition. They created their own lane, and they went out and they did it. They didn't jump up and down and scream and say, you know, we have to have equal rights. You got to do this for us because we're homeschooled, whatever. They didn't do that. They found their own way. Trans people need to do the same thing. There is no lane for you right now. If this is what you want to do, if you're a man, you're transitioning out, and you're a female, identify as a female, and you want to play sports, you folks need to create your own lane. This is completely and utterly unfair to women. You can't say we want exceptional rights above equal rights and then take away equal rights from people and say you have lesser rights. You just can't do it. It's the most un-American thing I've ever heard, and it has nothing, zero, I mean nothing to do with morality. There is nothing moral in this. You can have all the moral outrage. We could talk about kids and surgeries and trans, and that's not the issue here today. The issue is we cannot take these loud screaming people waving their flags, laying on the ground in protest, having events in big cities, getting all this media coverage. We cannot allow them to have more rights than you and I have. That's un-American. We cannot allow it. KKHI is brought to you by Buck Roofing and Construction. Ron Buck is a personal friend of mine. We're going to be having lunch, I think, next week. Trying to hook up with Ron and Mike Robinson over at Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC. Get together, maybe have a little lunch, catch up on a few things. It's been a while. Love those guys. Ron's really good at roofing. I don't know if I've ever said that before. You know, it is the time of year to get your roof inspected. Have them out this spring. It's free. If you haven't had anybody on your roof, let's say in the last 5 years, you need to. There could be some trouble spots up there that are very minor that should probably be shored up before these spring rains hit and whatnot. So give it a go. Call Buck Roofing at 913-384-2680. Online at rbuckroofing.com. Amazing Garage Floors is online at amazinggaragefloors.net. They do epoxy flooring. This is veteran-owned and operated. There's nothing else really you need to know about John and Heather Hutchins. Although, they're probably really reeling this week because the Royals are off to a terrible start, and they love the Royals. What you need to know is Hutch has been doing this for over 16 years, over 17 years now, I think. Thousands of garage floors, literally, that they've worked on. So much great work, including a couple of garages of mine now. My garage floor in my garage, I have it painted, and I've hung some shelves and done some things in it. It's such a source of pride, and I'm not a shop guy. I'm not a hangout in the garage, you know, smoke a cigar, have your buddies over with a TV kind of guy. I got a man cave in a backyard for that. But I just feel so good every time I go to get in my car or when I'm mowing or I'm doing work. I keep my tools cleaner. I keep my lawnmower cleaner. I keep everything cleaner because I love my garage. I feel like it's part of the house. It does make your house feel bigger. And the place to start is with the floor. Once you do the floor, you won't believe what you'll do with the rest of your garage. You'll clean up clutter. You'll organize better. You will find, you'll be proud of your garage like you are of your landscaping or your lawn when you fresh cut it or whatever. You're just proud of it. It really is, it's an exceptional thing. Amazing Garage Floors done that. I can't recommend it more highly. A lot of people think, oh, that's a silly thing to do. It'd be like having hardwood floors and never putting a finish on them. Can you imagine? No, it's your garage. Take care of it. And our friends at the Bluemont Hotel in Manhattan would love to host you sometime soon, whether it's for business travel. They're exceptional for that. It's also a great conference destination. They've got a lot of work they do there with the NBAF, the big bio facility. Department of Agriculture is relocating offices there. The town is booming. If you have business in Manhattan or a personal event, a wedding you're going to be attending, something like that, a graduation coming up this spring, give them a call at the Bluemont Hotel or just go online, BluemontHotel.com, and you're going to love your stay there. And don't forget Goolsby's Indoor Entertainment Center. Fun stuff. Okay, now we will get to the moral outrage part of this issue where we're seeing a backlash against Bud Light beer. And I'm not really on board with this, to be honest. I believe everyone has the right to purchase or do business wherever they want. As I've studied what's happened with Bud Light, I think they made a terrible mistake. I think they're a big company. I think they did something that was perceived to be something that it is not. And the reaction to it has been awesome. I'm not going to lie. It's been awesome to watch. And I got nothing bad to say against Kid Rock or Travis Tritt or the people that are stepping out and saying that's the end for Bud Light and all Anheuser-Busch products. But here's the backstory if you haven't seen it. Dylan Mulvaney is a trans. A year ago, Dylan Mulvaney was a man. Now, Dylan Mulvaney is a woman. It was 1 year, 365 days, 1 year a trans. And this is a social media influencer with millions of followers. Been on all the talk shows. Giddy little personality. People like following him, her. And it's a very popular social media person, and young people know who this is. Beer companies are always trying to reach young people. Dylan Mulvaney has several contracts with others, Nike, some other corporations, where this person has taken money to be a social influencer or do commercials or whatever. There is no other appreciable skill other than this is a likable person. People watch on social media and go, oh, okay, that's funny or cute or whatever. So Bud Light, apparently, this is their story, and I don't believe their whole story, apparently sends some Bud Light to this person, Dylan Mulvaney, one of them has a special can with her picture on it. Celebrating across the top, it says, 365 days, congratulations, 365 days of Tran. Well, Dylan Mulvaney at that point gets in a bubble bath, and has a Bud Light and, oh, this is the greatest day of my life. Look what they've done. You know, and of course, this is a big win for trans because Bud Light is a manly beer. It's a middle-aged white guy beer trying to watch your waistline, but you want to slug down nine of them while you watch a Chiefs game. We know what Bud Light is. I'm not a beer snob. I've drank Bud Light my whole life. I drink Mick Ultra now, which is even lighter than Bud Light. All right, so I'm not a big beer connoisseur. I'm not a wine connoisseur. I'm not a snob. I am not in the camp of the people going, oh, this is crappy beer. I'm not in the camp of, hey, that's it. I'm boycotting Anheuser-Busch the rest of my life. This was not an ad campaign in March Madness. It was not a national television commercial celebrating Trans Month or something like that. That's not what this was. This was, we recognize social influencers. I've been on the receiving end of this when I was on radio. Anheuser-Busch was the biggest sponsor of my radio show. And every time they had a new product, Bud Light Lime would come out, or a new product, they'd buy this brewery and they'd have this brand. They'd send it over to us and they'd say, hey, here, try this. Sample it, and if you want to talk about it on the air and say you sampled it, great. We appreciate that. Be an influencer with your radio show, and we did through the years. In fact, I'm told there are still people on Twitter that make fun of me for drinking Bud Light Lime, although I don't think I've had a Bud Light Lime in at least 10 years. And they're like, oh, Keatsman must be drinking the Bud Light Limes again, because when it came out, we promoted the beer. So it works. Doing this works. You find someone, you give them a little product, you say, hey, mention it if you like it, whatever. Dylan Mulvaney does this. People have moral outrage over this and go crazy. I'm not one of them. I really couldn't give a rip if some adult wants to trans. I just don't care. I don't have time for it, man. I don't have time. I just don't care about other people's lives that much. I don't find this person interesting. I don't find this person groundbreaking. I don't think we should celebrate this person. But if millions of people are following this person on social media and Bud Light sends them a beer with their picture on it and says, look at this, and then they make a fool of themselves in a bubble bath with one of these cans, Budweiser screwed up. Anheuser-Busch screwed up. They shouldn't have done it. This backlash has been unbelievable. Kid Rock goes out with essentially a machine gun and blows up five cases of Bud Light in his backyard. Amazing video, by the way. If you haven't seen it, go see Kid Rock. Now Travis Tritt, the country singer who's on tour, says, that's it. In my rider, it says what's supplied at my concerts, whatever. All Anheuser-Busch products are prohibited from anything that we're doing within our rider, our contract that we have with the venue. I don't think that means that you can't buy them there if you're a fan. It means that Travis Tritt has nothing to do with it. We are now seeing stories of liquor stores that are refusing shipment of Bud Light to their liquor stores. That's their choice. If I own a liquor store, I'd say, look, I didn't sell much last week. I only need a couple more cases. But I'm running a liquor store. People can buy what they want. I have no trouble with anybody that's boycotting Bud Light. I'm all for anybody who never wants to drink it again because you're pissed. I just can't get there with you on this one. Not on this one. I just don't see it. Was it stupid? Was it a mistake? Anheuser-Busch is saying one person in marketing said, hey, let's send Dylan Mulvaney some beer. And the board said, okay, sure, send her some beer. And they sent some beer with a special can and all this stuff. And then she went crazy, of course, on social media. And now you have this backlash. They're getting crushed. There is no question Bud Light sales are down this week, and they are down dramatically. We hear stories of delivery drivers saying, oh, it's real. We're going around to the bars. They don't need it. They didn't sell any this week. We're going around to liquor stores. Small, independent liquor stores are saying, no, thanks. We're good for now. We'll let you know when we want Bud Light back in on the shelves. This can happen to you. It's called getting canceled, folks. And it can happen to people who do crazy stuff on the left. The Dixie Chicks were a band many years ago that went out and spoke out against George W. Bush. They got canceled. They're now not the Dixie Chicks anymore. They're sort of back as the Chicks. Watch what happens to Maren Morris's career in country music as she's gone all trans and drag show. Watch what happens. Carrie Underwood hosted the awards on Sunday night and sang her latest song with RuPaul's girls from the drag queen show out there with her dancing in drag. Watch what happens. I'm sorry, not Carrie Underwood. The other one, the one that's really, really, her career is absolutely on fire. Kelsea Ballerini. Her career, she's like the hottest thing in country music. The backlash for her this week, I'm guaranteeing you, this rich, successful young woman is curled up in a ball somewhere at her house crying because of what's happened. If you want to make a statement that you're a country musician, and you want to be on stage with drag performers, if you want to make a statement, country music, that you stand with the transgender shooter, which is essentially what she said before the show started. Kelsea Ballerini gave a message that was a little off-putting as well. It was anti-gun, like she's probably a gun rights reform person. Then she dances with drag queens. Let's watch what happens to her career. Maybe all the girls will stay on board with her, but I know a lot of guys that listen to some of her songs and like her because she's hot and she seems like the girl next door and all these things, and now she's branching out, wanting gun control and dancing with drag queens. Let's just watch what happens to all of them. I believe in everybody's right to not buy their music or download it or to say I'm done. And I'm cool with anybody that wants to shoot up Bud Light legally with their gun, like Kid Rock did, or boycott it from their house and serve something else. Go for it. I'm cool with you. I'm good with that. But I do think there's an overreaction on this one. This was not some major ad campaign designed around honoring transgender people. This was a much smaller thing than that. In Wisconsin, a Supreme Court justice has been elected there that switched that court way left. We mentioned this on a previous podcast, and a lot of people are wondering how this person won by a 55-45 margin. There are reports out there that there's a company called Wisconsin Takes Action, and they partnered up with an app, a phone app called Empower, E-M-P-O-W-E-R, Empower app. And if you lived in Wisconsin and you were a registered voter and you downloaded the Empower app and signed up as a member of Wisconsin Takes Action, they would give you $30. They'd put a gift card. They'd just send you a gift card for $30. They would then, in addition to that, basically give you $1 per person for everyone that you gave to them in their app with a name and a phone number and a way to reach somebody that you believed could be a Democrat voter and vote for this justice in this election. Remember, these are low turnout elections. Every vote is magnified. So some people would collect up to the maximum of $250. That would be your $30 for signing up yourself. And then you found 220 other people, names and phone numbers that you gave to them, and it became part of their app where they would just start pounding these people over and over and over, get them signed up, and get them to go vote. They would then offer them $30 to download the app and go vote for the Democrat. And it was a landslide. And how this is legal is beyond me. This is their next playbook, folks. This is Big Tech's next playbook. Wisconsin just showed us what they're going to do in 2024. They're going to pay people to get online and sign up to vote Democrat, and then they're going to pay them even more to find others that they can just attack their phone relentlessly and get them to vote. This is the playbook. It just happened in Wisconsin. This is bad enough. The Wisconsin Supreme Court just swung left. Okay, that's bad enough, but that's just Wisconsin. Somebody wake up and see what's going on here. This has to be illegal. This, our Congress right now needs to put forth a bill that this is illegal. It's essentially paying for votes. We can't do this. That's not a democracy. I'm sorry, it just isn't. So you need to know that's going on. At the same time, we have now learned more about Judge Juan Merchan in the Trump case in Manhattan. Judge Juan Merchan has donated money to, in the last campaign, donated money to an outfit called, you can't make this up. The judge in the Trump case that could prevent him from running for president of the United States donates to an organization called Stop Republicans Now. How is this happening in America? We know Alvin Bragg's a big Democrat operative and has donated all the Dems and is under Soros' thumb and all that stuff. The judge's daughter has worked for Kamala Harris, Adam Schiff. She's a political operative. The whole family is political activists on the left. They're all far left. But wait, conflict of interest. For argument number one, right now, we want this judge thrown out. Just the judges, we need a new judge. This judge got to be thrown out. This judge donated his own money to an organization called Stop Republicans Now. I mean, this is crazy. This is absolutely insane. What the hell are we doing? A little bit later today, I'll be in the chair of Dr. Bill Bush at NKC Dental. It's just my annual checkup. We'll see what's going on there. Dr. Bush is a big sports fan, loves the Chiefs, college sports, the Royals, all of them, and he's a great American patriot. If you would like to switch dentists, I cannot more strongly recommend than visiting Dr. Bill Bush. He's got two locations, one in Kansas, one in Missouri. 816-471-2911. They work with your insurance company. 816-471-2911. Online at nkcdental.com. You'd be doing a great thing. Look, if you're loyal to your dentist, it's somebody you know and you've been with for years, fine. A lot of dudes don't even know who their dentist is and you haven't been in 4 years. All right? If you're in that category, get a checkup. You've got insurance. It costs you nothing. Just go do this. Meet Dr. Bush. Become a patient over there and switch it up. You're helping the podcast. You're helping yourself. And you're supporting a business that is not afraid to say who and what they are and what they're about. So you know what North Kansas City Dental is all about when you go there. Dr. Bill Bush, nkcdental.com. Back 9 Development is your custom home builder. I know it's a very limited amount of the audience that listens to the podcast. Maybe considering building a home or starting a business or a commercial property or an apartment complex. But if you're in that industry or you're that person thinking about building and you have some land, or if you have some land you're thinking about selling that can be developed by someone, consider calling TJ and saying, hey, I got this property. I'm thinking about selling it. Would you be interested? Do you see something there to develop? TJ Vilkanskas can be reached at 785-236-0161 or log on to the website back9development.com. Check out the portfolio of beautiful work that he does. Custom homes, condominiums, just gorgeous work. Back9development.com. And of course, MyPillow. If you're not sleeping well or you got a crick in your neck, maybe it's time to try MyPillow. So many of you have said, well, I've never tried the MyPillow. Well, now's the best time to try because the 2.0 is better than the original that's been around, I think, about 15 years. It now has a better shell around the stuffing. It's a great pillow. I've used MyPillow for close to 15 years now. And the MyPillow 2.0 really does stay a little cooler. It's just a little bit nicer. It's a little more comfy. I highly recommend it. MyPillow.com, promo code KKHI. Don't forget they have mattress toppers. If you're thinking about a new mattress, try the mattress topper first. You might be able to get 2, 3, 4 years more out of your current mattress by putting this mattress topper on it. We did that with our bed before the one we have now. We bought ourselves almost 3 years of comfortable sleeping with a MyPillow mattress topper before we had to spend the money on a new bed. Look, nobody wants to spend money they don't have to spend, but you got to be comfortable. You got to sleep. People will not hesitate to spend money on sleep, but if you're not sleeping well in your current bed, try the mattress topper first. It doesn't cost very much. The promo code KKHI slashes off like 40%, and that might be your solution for at least a couple, 3 years. Who doesn't want to save that kind of money? MyPillow.com, your promo code is KKHI. All right, in sports, the Royals have fallen to 1-5. They're dreadful. You can't make this up, okay? Zach Greinke has started 2 games. His earned run average is 2.38. He's 0-2. In both games he started, the Royals scored 0 runs and got 2 hits, exactly. Last night, Greinke wouldn't have given up a run. His earned run average would be half this, be in the ones, if not for a stupid play by Bobby Witt. Turning a double play to end an inning, he tried to Patrick Mahomes hot dog throw it over to first base instead of setting his feet and getting set as he turns it and just buried in the dirt. Pasquantino didn't come up with it, and that was the first run of the game. The game was 1-0 for a while, and that was the run. And Greinke shouldn't have given it up. And I guess they don't give errors on things like that, and there are earned runs and all these. It's stupid to me. That was just a dumb play between the ears by Bobby Witt Jr. The Royals lose the game. They're 1-5. Their manager, Matt Cotuero, has tested positive for COVID-19, and he's out indefinitely. The new manager. New manager got to manage 5 games. Gets COVID, and he's out. Brad Hoover, the bench coach, is taking over. Who the hell is testing for COVID? Are they still doing that? What? If you're Matt Cotuero and you don't feel good, don't test for COVID. Are you serious? Ugh. Stay away from everyone. Do your job. Nobody needs to know it's COVID. The symptoms aren't any different than anything else now. It's just, oh, he's got a bug. Great, he's got a bug. We've had COVIDs our entire life. COVID is not new. One strain 4 years ago was new. It's not around now. This thing has morphed and it's not what it was. Oh my goodness. Can this really all go wrong for the Royals? They were offering up dollar hot dogs Tuesday night. They now have a $5 ticket package available. They had 12,000 Tuesday night. They had less than that on Wednesday night. There are now as many people on social media chirping about the new stadium as there are people on social media saying, John Sherman, sell the team. I mean, we're not even a week into the season. We literally have people on social media wanting this local ownership group with all these celebrities involved, including Patrick Mahomes, to sell the team. Find a new owner. This isn't going to work. That's the week one reaction by Royals fans. The Royals become the ninth team in history since 1901, only the ninth team ever, shut out on two hits or fewer in the first six games of the season. That's only happened nine times in the history of baseball, and nothing has ever happened like that, like Zach Greinke. It's never happened. No pitcher in the history of the game has had what Zach Greinke just had. First two starts of the season, both shutouts, two hits or less. It's never happened. Zach Greinke officially is the unluckiest season-starting pitcher in the history of this sport. Absolutely amazing. The Royals have been 1-5 twice before to start the season in club history, and both years they finished over 500. Somebody said 84 and 93. I have zero hope. Not 0.00001. I give it zero chance the Royals are over 500 this year. Okay, 0.00000001% chance they will finish over 500. What a disaster. Kansas, we had the big news conference with Bill Self yesterday. Then we learned that Kansas and Kansas State in the Big 12 Big East battle, showdown, whatever they're going to call it, this year in college basketball, they each got home games. Who do you think's coming to Lawrence in Manhattan to play basketball this year from the Big East? National champs UConn will be at Allen Fieldhouse. Wow. And Villanova will be at Kansas State. Hey, that's a cool series. That's a cool conference to have a series with. There's a lot of chirping out there that there's going to be some sort of merger with the Big East in basketball with the new commissioner, and that he's going to sell basketball television rights separate from football. That it may be a 12-team football league or a 16-team football league, and then there will be even more teams for basketball, and they'll sell that separately. That's all the talk of college athletics right now, so we will see. Our final coming right up, brought to you by Cross Kitchens KC. Appreciate Tim Cross and all he does for our listeners, remodeling your bathrooms, your kitchens, your men caves. CrossKitchensKC.com. Bstock.net. Red Tag Auction of the Week is the Dell Latitude 5400. They're at 14680 South Flaming Road. If you want to save big on televisions, computers, laptops, electronics, they have it all right there. It's the old Toys R Us building. It is now a giant warehouse with a very minimalist storefront. But all the products are right there. And the people that work there, their help is fantastic. What you save is phenomenal. Typically 30% less on everything there over Best Buy and Nebraska Furniture Mart. It's true. It's true. It's a real internet company that stores all of its electronics right here in Kansas City. And for you, you can save about 30%. There's no shipping costs. You come and get it yourself. Their business model is to have all these things and ship them everywhere. Okay, that cost is gone when you come and get it. The savings get passed on to you. Bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. If you want to check out the auction of the week, go to the KK list. The KKlist.com. The auction item is up there every single week. And I think I mentioned a little bit earlier, Roberts Robinson, just tremendous folks. And Mike Robinson and Tim Trader, unbelievable. Great American Patriots and great American products. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC. They offer the lifetime warranty at no additional expense to you. Almost nobody does that. At GM dealerships, they're just terrific people. RobertsRobinson.com. Call Tim at 816-826-1563. Just call him personally. Ask for Tim. Say, man, here's what I'm looking for. Looking for a Sierra, a Silverado, a Corvette? Why not? 816-826-1563. RobertsRobinson.com. Our final is also in college football, or also in college athletics. This is an interesting nugget. The amount every Power 5 team spent on recruiting last year in college football is out. And it reads like a who's who. You know, Georgia spent the most in the SEC. Oklahoma and Texas the most in the Big 12. So it's fairly predictable along those lines. But I thought this was interesting. Kansas spent $5,000 more in recruiting last year than K-State. Now, they both came in right around $840,000 for their recruiting budget. All right. That is, for those two schools, that is one-third of what Oklahoma and Texas spent, around $2.4 million. So Oklahoma and Texas spending three times as much as KU and K-State just in recruiting budget. Oklahoma State finished dead last by a wide margin in the Big 12, dead last. And yet they've just had a really terrific program for a long time. So the private schools are left out of this. So in the Big 12, Baylor and TCU were exempted from this, and Vanderbilt in the SEC. KU and K-State finished near the bottom. We don't know about the private schools. And Missouri finished ninth out of 13 in the SEC. Again, the private school, Vanderbilt, not in this. Missouri, however, while spending a fraction of what Georgia and A&M and Alabama were spending, were still spending $1.2 million, which is noteworthy here. That's 50% more in recruiting than KU and K-State. You know, it's always in business, it is always this way, and college athletics are no different. It's no different. It's not how much you spend, it's how you spend it. Now, when you start talking about salary caps and payroll, that's a different thing. So if we weren't talking about recruiting budget, if we were talking about NIL, how much are you paying to your players at your schools? That's a completely different argument. Completely different. But I think this is just a reflection of the SEC and their budgets. And what they put on their budget is also a follow the leader kind of thing. Missouri looks at it and goes, wow, we have to improve our budget here because the other teams are spending so much. They're still all near the bottom. KU, K-State, and Missouri are all near the bottom in their conferences, but it's keeping up with the Joneses. Okay, well, Georgia's spending $3 million, so we got to spend $1.2 million. Missouri probably could have got the same players for the $840,000 KU and K-State were spending. There's a lot of waste in athletics, a lot of waste, but I thought those were interesting numbers just recruiting budgets. Pretty cool stuff. Hey, don't forget to hit that like or follow button. I'd greatly appreciate that. If you could tell some friends about the podcast and share it with them that we're here every day. If you haven't hit the like, follow, or subscribe button yet, please do that for me. It's free. Wherever you listen to the podcast, just do it. You'll get a notification that the podcast is here every day. We are over 27,000 followers now. That's an awesome number. I mean, you're asking me the truth. I'll be really excited when we get to 50,000. My goal would be 100. We got to 100,000 people because we used to have over 100,000 listeners to the radio show. That's what we had. And those numbers are way down now. Way down. In fact, I'll take my 27,000 over what either of the sports radio station has right now. I will. I will. That's awesome. So that's been you doing that, telling your friends, spreading the word and all those things. So please continue to do that. And if you said, yeah, I've meant to hit that follow button or subscribe or whatever, if you haven't done that yet, please do it. You can do it on your iPhone, your Samsung, your laptop, your desktop, wherever you listen, however you listen to KK Has Issues, please hit the follow button. It is absolutely free. It costs nothing and it makes a huge difference. And if you wanted to tell a friend or a relative, I'd certainly appreciate that. Mostly, I just appreciate that you're here every day and listen to what this old geezer has to say at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.